To help us out with a little bit of perspective, we're calling in Peter Ahern. He is the former Buffalo FBI special agent in charge. And Peter, this is one of those instances where we have called upon you a number of times for similar events around the country. And now this one hits home in Buffalo, and you are a bit removed, but you must still have some sort of feelings after hearing that it happened here, right?
Oh, I do. This is tragic. It's sad. And, you know, I was thinking before the call, Randy, I was going to say exactly what you said. We've been doing this for years. Once in a while, you know, you'll pull me out, dust me off for a perspective, and now it hits home. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, I was commenting on the shootings down in New York City in the subway, and now it is close to home. Buffalo is a second home for me, and I still visit with clients up there, and just very, very sad to see.
Now, one of the things that has been pretty impressive is the shooting happened at 2:30, and immediately, aside from the city of Buffalo response, Erie County Sheriff's, you had state police, you had the FBI, because you find out that this guy traveled across the state, from what we are learning so far, to perpetuate this hateful act against a specific part of the community. Impressed or not at all surprised by the way that the processing of the flow of information happened between all these agencies involved?
I'm not at all surprised. I mean, you've seen with every one of these incidents, you know, I could rattle them off over the last 10 years. And this whole issue of what has now been, you know, called an active shooter event, and that's what this is. And the response does not surprise me. I mean, you know, of course, your first responders, Buffalo police officers that got there, Erie County Sheriff, they're out on the streets, they're patrolling, and they're going to drop everything they're doing within reason and respond. And then behind that will become the FBI, the ATF. Everyone will get to that scene to make sure that the active shooter issue is being dealt with quickly, and then making sure there are no other threats in the community. And once that is all done and you're taking care of those that are injured, and in this case, unfortunately, deceased, you know, you then are going to step back. You're going to start your crisis management teams and your coordination together to get to the bottom of what happened and go down that road that's going to go on for weeks, months, and into the years on evaluating what happened, prosecuting this individual. But none of this surprises me how that reaction was there. And then again, now you'll see the community is coming in and doing the things that are so important after a tragedy like this.
And as someone who led the FBI here in Buffalo for the investigation that is going on, certainly have the legal aspect, the Erie County DA quick to get some charges pressed so they can essentially hold this guy and then more than likely have multiple other charges coming from this. Part of that now, the FBI, federal agency, so federal charges on top of the local state charges too from this, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the evaluations will be going on. You have two sides of this in this process. You know, you have that initial side with law enforcement. You have it's very much like the TV show Law and Order. You have the investigators doing their job from the FBI down to the state, local aspects of this. And then you will have the prosecutors doing what they need to do to ensure this case is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. That said, you're looking at every opportunity and every law that you can apply to this individual to make sure the individual is prosecuted to the fullest extent. And then again, you know, never seen the light of day. And that's what's going to go on. And that coordination between the state, federal, local is much better than it was 30 years ago, much better than it was 20 years ago. And collectively, they have all learned to work together, to share together, and then they will sort out the evidence. They will decide which crimes will be prosecuted, whether all crimes should be prosecuted, and then move on from there. This is not really new when you look at it. It's a bigger issue because of the amount of victims involved. But if you go back to, you know, 20 years ago to when Dr. Slepian was killed in a shooting, you had to decide there, was it a hate crime? Was it the anti-abortion issue? But again, it was murder. And the murder prosecution was the first prosecution, followed by the federal later. So those things will all be worked out in time. But right now, that issue is making sure that you're going to put an airtight case together, whether it be the federal violation of a hate crime or, of course, the murder charges, which are the first ones and the important ones to get this process started.
Yeah, and at this point, a lot has been asserted because there was the live stream video and the supposed manifesto, but authorities have not had any comment on those parts yet. So it's really kind of tough other than to assume, which is a very dangerous thing. However, I can easily assume that this isn't the end of the investigation for any of the agencies involved, because especially for the FBI, you've gone to that person's home, and you are also looking for possible associates.
That's correct. I mean, you're going to look at something, several factors in here. You know, you're going to look at things like, again, the evidence that's there, what's on the live stream. That's all going to become evidence. It was the same in the subway shooting. There were some the cameras and things that will prove that the person was there. You know, that's a given. But further down is you're going to be looking for things like the motive. Why did he do it? How was he radicalized, if he was? Did he have accomplices? What triggered him to do this at this moment in time? Then, of course, you're going to have the Monday morning quarterbacking. That's going to come. That's going to be what was missed. Were things missed? You're going to be having the neighbors being interviewed. You're going to have associates, work people being interviewed, trying to figure out what triggered this individual to come to Buffalo and do what he did. Also trying to find out, why did he pick Buffalo? Why did he travel 200 miles to do this? All that will be looked at, along with evidence, but you're going to want to try to find the motive to really look at why, and then how could it have been prevented? I mean, they're going to look at that, if anything was missed. And then how can you stop something like this in the future, which, quite frankly, it's not something that you're going to be able to do easily. We've seen that. It will continue, unfortunately, in this society, and we're going to have these in the future. But it came to Buffalo, and that's what's very hard to deal with people in the community and what they're realizing now, why us.
And you had mentioned earlier the comparisons between law and order for literally how these things proceed. You've got the investigative part, and then you have the prosecutorial part. And in what you just said, does that all kind of come back rebound in a negative fashion, because people are so obsessed with the fact, well, how did we not know? How did we not see this coming? How can we prevent things like this from happening in the future?
Well, I think that's important to continue that mindset. I'd rather see that than see people become numb to what's happened and just be reticent and just saying to themselves, well, this is just the way life is now. So it's an important part of what's happening, good, bad, or indifferent. You have to accept it. You have to deal with it and pray it won't happen again. But unfortunately, it will happen again. Let's be real about this. I mean, you had an active shooter here that killed so many people in that community. But on a daily basis, on a weekend basis, you look at what just happened in Milwaukee and the shootings there. You look at how many kids died this weekend in Chicago and other cities. Is this a bigger issue of all of that? We focus on a mass shooting because it all happened in one by an individual that we're going to find out why. And then you compare it to the fact that something like 20 people were shot in the streets of Milwaukee yesterday or 2 days ago. And how do you deal with that? So there's so many factors in here. But right now you focus on the biggest and the baddest, and that's what happened in Buffalo. And you have to keep focused. You have to ask the questions. And hopefully you learn from this. Law enforcement will learn from this. The community will learn from this. Businesses will learn from this. I mean, there's been so much training over the years in active shooters, schools. You look at that, the soft target areas. But are corporations training their employees across the board on how to deal with an active shooter? Those questions have to be asked. I mean, it's ingrained in companies and businesses and. Unfortunately, that's the way it is, and it's not good, but hard thing to change.
Yeah, and you touched on something else that may be a little bit outside of both of our purviews, the notion that this isn't the only shooting that happened on this day yesterday. It's not the biggest one, maybe even of the weekend, considering, as you had mentioned, the things going on in Milwaukee. But the larger picture here, and everybody wants to cast this as a major racial problem. And certainly there is a percentage of that. I wouldn't say whether or not it's a large or small, but it's difficult when each side seems to have, I guess, a certain mindset of how things are and how things should be, and they're not at all the same.
No, that's correct. I mean, you know, everything you've said, I can't disagree. Agree 100%. I think, you know, the case has not been prosecuted. You know, I'm thinking like an investigator. Shouldn't say anything. Should, you know, we've got to protect the evidence. But frankly, everything I've read, you know, it clearly is a hate crime. I mean, it's nice I can say that now. I could have my own opinions on it, but that's true. And again, why? And the community needs to know why, but it is part of the bigger issue that we've dealt with in our country for hundreds of years. And now it's just, you know, it's here, it's right at you. And again, why this community, you know, and then, you know, why us, and how do we deal with this now? And that's what Buffalo will be dealing with this for a long time.
That's for sure. And I'm sure we will be calling on you in the very near future for more as we learn more. Peter, very much appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
Peter Ahern with Ahern Consulting, LLC, also a former Buffalo FBI special agent in charge.